Welcome to the midday. We have quite the crowd here today.
We're having a party today, I think, Norman. Good afternoon.
We have a party every day, Stephanie, but it's bigger today. Live music right out of our studio.
There are nine of us in the studio this afternoon. We would like to welcome Dahi Wolf, Jeff Brady, and Matt Appleby from the band Yid Vicious. They play klezmer music. They've been around since 1995. And Victor Gorodinsky, Dan Cobb, Fred Middleton, and Dan Becker. They are members of the Russian Folk Orchestra, the UW Russian Folk Orchestra, and they've been around since 1997. Welcome, all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
And there is an annual event in the works. That's what brings
First
you back
annual.
This year.
That's right. So, first of all, why don't we talk about the instruments that we have right here in the studio that we're going to hear from a little bit. Victor, you have members of your orchestra with you. And why don't you tell us what you're playing and what we're going to be hearing?
Hello. Yes, we have four people from the orchestra here today. I will be playing guitar, which I usually don't do in the orchestra, but today I will. And we have three more instruments. We have a balalaika that Fred Middleton plays, a domra played by Dan Cobb, and we have a bayan, which is kind of a Russian kind of accordion with buttons in the right hand instead of the piano keys, and Dan Becker will play that. So we have four people.
And Dahi, Jeff, and Matt, you play klezmer music, which is Yiddish music. Do you play traditional instruments or modern instruments?
Well, I guess we sort of have a mix. I play the fiddle. We also have a clarinet. And on the sort of less traditional side, we have a guitar and a saxophone and a French horn. Jeff plays the drums, but he also often plays theremin, which is
theremin.
A 20th century instrument. So. It was invented about 100 years ago, right?
Yeah. 90 years ago.
90 years ago. Okay, yeah, so.
And what brings these two groups together? What unifies these two groups for? We should say there's going to be a performance in Middleton,
that
Wisconsin this weekend. It's at the Middleton High School Performing Arts Center. And why bring Yid Vicious and the UW Russian Folk Orchestra together?
Well, I'll start and say that the music that we play both comes from the same part of the world. The Eastern European influence on klezmer is very clear, even though it's changed as it's moved to the New World. And we play both traditional and some newer compositions and newer styles. Jeff has written several pieces for us that we play. So,
in the klezmer style? Or in the
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, the very first one he wrote for us, he didn't actually tell us he'd written it. He said he found it at the library, and we never knew until.
That's a trick that worked for Fritz Kreisler for a number of years.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's where he learned it from Fritz. Yeah.
Fritz Kreisler wrote that one, didn't he? In fact, yeah.
And I'll just say one more thing about our connection is that Matt, our guitar player, played in the Russian Folk Orchestra. I think he played a bass balalaika. Was that right?
Contrabass,
okay, right.
One of the original members, actually.
Oh, wow, okay. So, and I'd say one more quick thing, which is that Dan, who's in the band, and I both play Irish music and have been playing together over the last 20 years, so that's totally disconnected from that. But
but a lot of those sounds, the folk sounds, find their way into classical music, too, certainly the klezmer sound, for example.
Well, we were talking a little bit beforehand that on this show and on classical music here on Wisconsin Public Radio, we do play music, peasant music and country dance music, all the way to the court music and church music. Well, today we'll be focused on a lot of that more peasant tradition or folk tradition.
Shall we go to the garden? Our first piece is called In the Garden.
Yes, I guess we'll start. Yeah, we'll play, the four of us from the UW Russian Folk Orchestra. We will play a piece, it's a Russian folk song, called In the Garden.
Thank you.
In the Garden, performed by members of the UW Russian Folk Orchestra. We heard founder and director Viktor Gorodinsky playing guitar and Dan Cobb playing the domra. Dan, you were doing kind of a lead there, lots of the melody, it sounds like. Can you describe the domra for our listeners?
Well, the domra is a very old traditional Russian folk instrument, actually predates the balalaika. But it's basically a three-string instrument. It looks a lot like a mandolin. It has only three strings. And so it's one of the main melody instruments in Russian folk music.
Does it come in multiple sizes in terms of, you know, bass and tenor and that sort of thing?
Yes, but as with all the family of Russian folk instruments, that's a 20th century innovation. Around the turn of the century, there was a famous orchestra leader, composer, innovator called named Andreev, who created the family of domras and balalaikas of all different sizes.
So would you call that dance music, by the way, in the garden? That certainly is a toe-tapper.
We don't know for sure. A lot of the tunes we play, unfortunately, we know very little about. Yes, I suppose it could be. I don't think this particular one is a dance tune, but I suppose it certainly could be. Sometimes you really don't know. It could be a dance tune, it could be just a song, it could be a ballad. Sometimes it's a... We like the mystery, but sometimes it's actually nice not to know.
Yeah. Fred Middleton is playing the balalaika, which is another three-stringed instrument. Can you describe this for our listeners, please, Fred?
This has three strings. Two nylon E strings and a steel A string. So two strings are tuned the same.
And the body is a little different shape than we see around here usually.
Triangular shaped. Instead of playing with a pick, you play with your fingertip.
And you had a kind of some sounds like a mandolin.
Well, I don't know if it sounds like a mandolin. It's not quite as sharp, I think.
I guess in terms of the strumming and the... It's a beautiful, rich sound. Yeah.
Yep. Well, speaking of beautiful, rich sounds, are we ready for girlfriends? Padrushki is the original.
Yeah, we'll play another live tune. It's called, in Russian, it's Padrushki. The best translation I can come up with is girlfriends, female friends. I mean, you, whatever. I think girlfriends is good enough, yes.
Mystery.
Yes, one of those mysteries.
Girlfriends.
Yeah, actually, it's funny, but it's also known under a totally different name, Under the Apple Tree. And there are probably other names, too.
Yeah, the full name is, no doubt, Girlfriends Under the Apple Tree.
That could be it, yes, that's right.
I like the rhythm.
Yeah, the rhythm is was pretty tricky there. You have to stay, really watch each other. You can't see this at home, but there's certainly watching and staying with the ensemble together.
So here we have a guitar, we have a domra, we have balalaika, we have a bion, which is that accordion-like instrument. What about the whole orchestra, though? How big is that? What all is in there? The Russian folk orchestra.
The orchestra, yes. These days we have, when everybody's there, I think we have 29 people, 30, 29, yes. So we have these instruments that we have here, balalaika and domra, but we do have, of course, we have more than just one. And we have several sizes of those. We have, in the orchestra currently, we have 3 sizes of domras, and we have 5 sizes of balalaikas, from prima to the gigantic contrabass. We have 2 of those. Plus, we have 2 accordions, 1 accordion, 1 bion. We use some other instruments. We have a flute and oboe with the orchestra, occasionally with percussion. So we'll be featuring the full orchestra on Saturday at the Saturday concert.
You mentioned the accordion-like instrument, Norman, and that's being performed today by Don Becker. It is a bion. What makes a bion different from an accordion?
Well, it's a button accordion, so you don't have a piano keyboard on the right side, and the arrangement of the buttons is chromatic, so every button is a half step removed from every other one. And this is, technically speaking, a B-system chromatic accordion, and it has 6 rows, which is actually more typical of Balkan bions than Russian ones. But the nice thing about it is that it's very easy to transpose using this system.
You have over 100 buttons to choose from at any one time. How long have you been playing the bion?
I think I started in about the year 2000. I had already been in the orchestra for a little while. As a boy, I played the piano accordion, but this seemed to be a little bit more appropriate for a Russian folk orchestra.
It's got to be one of the few instruments that you have to power while you play it. I mean, you're actually, obviously, you know, what is the technical term? Squeezing the accordion while you're selecting buttons and keys.
Which it's a little bit like breathing.
It
inhales and exhales.
Mm-hmm. And he's got that lineup of buttons on both sides. So the left hand is doing buttons, the right hand is pushing buttons, and both arms are squeezing.
A one-man band.
We have members of Yid Vicious here. We spoke to Dahi Wolf, who is the fiddle player for the group. And we also have Jeff Brady, who plays percussion. And Jeff, how long have you been with the group?
Since about 2002, I guess. Although I had slept with them for a while before that. So I knew their music really well.
And mentioned that you've written a few pieces for the group. Are you a composer? Is that your training?
No, I'm mostly a percussionist, but enjoy attempting to write music occasionally because I have too much time on my hands.
So Jeff Brady and Matt Appleby is the guitarist who also played the balalaika with the Russian orchestra beforehand. Brady and Appleby don't sound too terribly Eastern European. Have you been playing Eastern European music for a long time, Matt?
I was an original member of the band back in 1995. But I had never heard of this music before that. I was asked to join. Actually, I played electric bass guitar. At that time, that's what they needed. They had another guitar player. So,
what are your audiences like? Are they people that are into folk or into dance? Or who comes to your shows?
Yep, all those. Anybody. It depends on the show. We'll play a coffee house where people have never heard this music before. We'll play in front of folk dance groups who really know the music, and they ask us to do specific things.
Eastern
sometimes.
European dances. That must be really fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It's fun for us, those shows, because they're a big crowd of people dancing in concentric circles and such. It's fun.
Yeah, last summer we got a chance to go up to the Twin Cities and play at the St. Paul History Center where they have a dance series. It's called 9 Nights of Dance in the Summer or something like that. And we had over 900 people come, and it's this outdoor setting, and they had a dance instructor, and kids and grandparents and everybody in between were up dancing. The dances are very kind of easy to learn, and group dances, so it's kind of accessible to everybody, and that often happens at weddings or bar mitzvahs or other parties that we play at. So.
Good place for those group dances.
Speaking of the music of Yid Vicious, why don't we hear something from one of their CDs?
This is called Odessa Bulgar. It's from, is this your most recent CD?
Yes.
It's 2008.
Just came out, yep, about a year and a half ago. So.
What's the title of the CD?
The CD is called Dollars to Doinas, and it has a picture of a donut with pink sprinkles and other colors on it. And the pun is that a doina is a kind of a solo improvised melodic tune that is based actually on the cantor tradition of the cantor in the synagogue doing a prayer that and emphasizes this is an instrumental version of that. And so, in fact, the piece you're going to play, Odessa Bulgar, starts out with a doina and then goes into the Bulgar, which is the fast dance part.
And I'm sure you're doing a great job, too.
Ah, you are hanging on to that one.
He can't help himself.
Odessa Bulgar. Odessa Bulgar. What is a Bulgar? What does that refer to anyway?
It refers to Bulgaria, except like a lot of folk traditions, it's not an exact science. And so we don't really know that this tune could have come from Bulgaria, but it just became kind of a nickname for what's also called a freilach, which in Yiddish means a happy song.
Sure,
or a
like
dance
a frolic.
Song. Yeah, mm-hmm. Frolic, yeah, exactly. So they can interchangeable words for that. So.
Well, gentlemen, one and all, thanks for being with us today. Been a pleasure having members of Yid Vicious and the University of Wisconsin Russian Folk Orchestra. Big performance coming up.
They'll be performing on Saturday night in South Central Wisconsin in Middleton at the High School Performing Arts Center. That's at 7:30, and you can find information at the Russian Orchestra's website, which is RussOrch, RussOrch.wisc.edu, or information about Yid Vicious at yidvicious.com. And we say thanks to Dahi Wolf, Jeff Brady, and Matt Appleby from Yid Vicious, and Victor Gordinsky, Dan Cobb, Fred Middleton, and Don Becker from the UW Russian Folk Orchestra.